Hashem Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Maranim and Marasi. Sheyichyo, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Moshe Mordechai. And the Refuas, Rav Shai ben Leia, Rav Yosef ben Chana. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Maseches Shabbos, the Agadatus, and Daf Samach Gimel. If you have a Talmud Chacham who is takes nekama, revenge, and a tira, Chazal define nekama as somebody did something to you, so you negative, harmful, so you harm them back, has shown, and a tira is they did something harmful to you, you say, ah, I could do something harmful back, but I'm not going to, so you're sort of guarding the anger in your heart, resentment in your heart. So if you have a Talmud Chacham who's not noikin v'noike, it's a mamash pele dika gemar. If you have a Talmud Chacham who's not noikin v'noite or kinochosh, if you have a Talmud Chacham who's noikin v'noite or kinochosh, like a snake, he takes nekama and netira, so then chagreyu al masnecha. So you should gird him on your loins. And such a person, you should want to have such a Talmud Chacham. Incredible, right? Yimam aretzu, chasid, if you have an am aretz, who is a chassid, al tador b'shchunasa. Don't live in his neighborhood. So we have to understand what are Chazal telling us over here. If an Amaretz who's a chassid, don't live in his neighborhood. And that's connected to a Talmud Chacham who's not noikim noid nechash. Hagrei ol mesnecha. Mazin, makatuf bo. Omer Rav, b'shvil zeh tzarich Rav. B'shvil zeh tzarich et moreinu b'rabeinu, zecher tzadik v'kadosh livracha. Mamash kach. אומר הרב, האופי הנוח והרך, או הנרגז והקשה, יפותח בבני אדם מבני סיבות שונות, לבד תכונתם הטבעית, שגם היא משתלשלת מסיבות קודמות, רבות ומסובכות. The pleasant and soft nature, or an angry and difficult nature, are developed in people for various reasons. Besides their natural kind of quality that also emanates from previous causes that are many and complex. The nature of man is complex. It is developed for certain nature and nurture. Nature is for a reason, and nurture is also for many different reasons. Nature is also for many different reasons. That's only one reason. Ubechlal utalui, a person's nature is dependent in general, be'echut ha'shkafa al ha'olam, in the quality of his perspective on the world, al ha'chaim, on life, al ha'metziyut, in reality. Ulefamim, mishu mukhshar lachdor בתוך הכיעור והרשע הנמצאים בתוך סדרי החיים מצד הבחירה המקולקלת וחיוצא בה, הוא מוצא את עצמו נרגז ואופי שלו הוא נוטה לקפדנות. Sometimes somebody who is able to penetrate to the ugliness and the evil that are found in the order of life, because people make wrong, incorrect, bad, faulty choices, he finds himself angry and his nature is inclined towards kapdonus. He's an angry person. He's a makbid person. Why? Because he looks at the world and he sees, look at how much evil there is. He opens up the newspaper. You see, this crime and that crime, and this evil and that evil, it's gefährlich, it's terrible. So he becomes angry, becomes critical. FLP, שגם אפשר הוא שתלווה עם ההשקפה כזאת, גם כן השקפה של חנינה ושל חמלה על בני אדם, לראותם בתור נרדפים מתגרת יד טבעם הקשה. ותכונותיהם, או חיסרון דעתם הבא באונס. מכל מקום, ייתכן להיות שזה השיקוף של חמלה לא יתגבר כל כך, ולא יהיה מלא בהרצאותיו הכל פרטי החיסרון הרבים, המעוררים זעף בלב ונפש אלימה, ותישאר הקפדה והרוגזה עומדת במקומה. So it's possible that together with this hashkafa of kapdonis, of being very makbid, of being very critical of his surroundings, he is also going to have a hashkafa, a perspective of chanina, of benevolence, of chemla, of mercy on people. Why? Because he sees them as victims. They are victims of their faulty nature, of their difficult nature, or a lack of das, that is not necessarily their fault. So yes, yeah, so sometimes he's going to look around and he's going to see the faults in the world and that is not, and that will make him be a little bit more accepting, but still that level of mercy and understanding and acceptance and tolerance is not going to be enough to override the great level of kapdonos, of strictness he feels in his heart towards his surroundings. So yes, he might find room for some level of tolerance and acceptance, but still, he is so critical of what he sees, his level of criticism is going to override his level of acceptance. להפך אפשר, שאיש אשר אין נפשו סולדת מכל מעשים יותר רעים מפני שאין חוש המוסרי, חודר בקרבו, יונח על פי טבעו להיות מלא נחת ורגשות של חסידות. אבל אז תקלה גדולה יוצאת ממנו, ויותר מחה את ההרגשה שבין הטוב לרע במובנים המוסריים שהם יסודי העולם. And on the contrary, it's possible that a man who is not repulsed by all of the very evil that he sees around him, the great evil deeds he sees around him, because his moral compass is inadequate, is faulty, he will be filled with nachas, with pleasantness, with feelings of chasidus. But then it's going to be very negative things are going to come out of him. Why? Because he's not going to distinguish between good and evil. He's going to blur the lines between right and wrong, good and evil. והנה, אצל גדולי הדעה, ודאי יכול להיות ההפך, שעם כל המרירות על ההפרעות שבחיים ובמוסר החברותי והאישי, תלך יד החסד והנועם, הולכת ומתגברת על כל צדדי המרירות והרוגזה. ולהפך, עם כל רחשי החסד לכל בני אדם, ודעת איכות תכונתם הרפויה כדי לדון אותם לזכות, לא תוקלש בכל דו עצמותה של הנטייה לאהבת הצדק ושנאת הרשע. By very great people of daya, of understanding, it could be the opposite. That with all of the bitterness on the moral injustice that they see in society, both on a societal, on a communal level, and on a personal level, nevertheless, the hand of chesed and pleasantness will overcome all of these sides of bitterness and anger and fakert. With all of the feelings of chesed to all people, he will judge them l'kaf schus, and at the same time he will love justice and hate evil. So you can have a guy who is Talmud Chacham, who is on one hand understands that there's good and there's evil, and yet, he's such a chesed dika person, he's such a kind person, he's such a loving person, So he judges people of Kafskos, and he doesn't walk around with this feeling of kapdonis. Okay, and that's phenomenal. That's Gedolei Hadeya. Aval im nera talmid chacham bal ofi rag zanut neda shebaa lo mikoach chadut reoto et hakiurim vehanevalot shebachayim ועומק התמרמרותו על הצדק והאמת הנרמסים. But if we see a Talmud Chacham, and he seems to be an angry person, he seems to be a very critical person, so we should know that it's because he has such a sharp vision, and he sees all the ugliness of life, the way people act, all the falsehood in society, all the sheker. Take an individual like the Heilige Kutzker, right? The Kutzker was a very, very critical person, at least according to the stories. And that's because he sees the ugliness of life and of people and all of their faults, and that's what made him bitter, because he wants there to be justice, he wants there to be truth in the world, and justice and truth are trampled in our world. Alkin, imu nokem v'noter kenachash, if he is vengeful, like a snake, chagreu al motnecha, you should gird him on your loins. Why? Ki tarviach harbe biblitat hachush hamusari hayotzei leor al yedei ora shel Torah. Because you are going to gain a lot when you emphasize the ethical feeling that comes to light through the light of Torah. In other words, it's going to give you an appreciation for right and wrong. You're going to see, oh, there's evil in the world, and it's intolerable. The evil of the world is intolerable. I can't take it. Can't accept it. So that's great. That will sharpen your moral feelings and inclinations. So if you see a Talmud Chacham who's noke menoter kenachash, chagreu al mosnecha, valdik. But Vim Amaretz uchasid, oh, he's pleasant, he's an Amaretz. Stay away from him. You know why? Because for him, everything is okay. Yeah, this person, they have LGBTQ, all these, it's all okay. Whatever anybody wants to do, just let them do what they feel. Let them follow along with their emotions and their inclinations. And everything you do is fine. Oh, you stole, okay. He likes money. It's okay. It's okay. This is okay. That's okay. Today people have open marriages. Open marriage. In other words, in Torah it calls it niyuf. So yeah, it's fine. You know, they love each other, but they want to spread their love around to the world. Chumana litzlan. So if this, he's an amaretz and he's a chassid, you should just know it's because he doesn't appreciate good and evil. Al tadur b'shchinah, so stay away from him. So Chazal are contrasting, but you would think it's mamish counterintuitive. You want the Talmud Chacham to be a chassid, and you want the Am Haaretz to be noke menoter kenachash, and stay away from the Am Haaretz and stay close to Talmud Chacham. So Yitzchak Chazal say no. Of course, there is a level of a Talmud Chacham who is also filled with chassid. But if you have a Talmud Chacham who is not, you should just know he's going to show you that there's ra in the world. You know, one of my primary rabbeim is not an Arab Zitzan, and the Rav is so positive always. So elevating. Another one of my rabbeim, very, very critical of the world and what he saw. He's no longer alive. And I would contrast the two, and you know, they definitely made me feel better learning the Torah of the Rav. But I think this other Rav is also important to learn what he was teaching, because he really brought home very, very powerfully that there's tov and ra in the world, and you have to stay away from the ra and stay close to the tov. So if you have such an Am Haaretz, who's everything, he's cool with everything. He's sweet and this is great and everything is okay with him. Stay away from him. He's dangerous. Al tadur b'shchinasa. The Talmud Chacham chagreu al masnecha. No, hadvar meirim kesapirim. And hopefully we'll revisit this Chazal. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.